Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. USMNT stars European impact. Wea to Marseille. Tillman thrives at Leverkusen. USMNT transfers. Navigating the summer window with World Cup stakes. USMNT. Players are at a pivotal crossroads this transfer season, where club switches could define their paths to international glory. As the summer market heats up, soccer clubs worldwide are sealing major deals that could reshape rosters and careers. This period stands out due to the upcoming World Cup, placing immense pressure on choices that affect national team selections, particularly for American talents aiming to shine on the global stage. Every move carries amplified significance, blending opportunities for greater earnings, elevated status, and a chance to secure a spot in the prestigious tournament. Transfers in a World Cup cycle invite intense analysis, with potential for massive gains or setbacks. For the U.S. men's national team, this window has already delivered intriguing developments as athletes strategize their club futures to boost their international prospects. At BALLGM, we're evaluating each confirmed transaction featuring USMNT. Stars throughout this dynamic transfer period. Spotlight on major USMNT deals in the summer transfer window. With recent data showing a 15% rise in international transfers involving American players compared to last year, per FIFA's latest report, the stakes are higher than ever. These shifts not only influence club performances but also national team dynamics as the World Cup approaches. Tim Weah's League One comeback and its implications. One standout move involves Tim Weah heading back to France's top flight with Marseille, a decision that could reignite his form after previous stints abroad. This transfer mirrors scenarios where players like Christian Pulisic have thrived post-move, gaining consistent minutes crucial for World Cup preparation. Malik Tillman's elevation at Bayer Leverkusen. Meanwhile, Malik Tillman's progression to Bayer Leverkusen represents a bold step up, positioning him in a competitive Bundesliga environment known for developing young talents. Think of it as akin to Weston McKennie's successful adaptation in Italy, where increased challenges honed skills for international duties. BALLGM's grading system for USMNT transfers. Our assessments consider factors like playing time potential, league quality, and alignment with national team needs. For instance, a move to a top European side might earn an A grade if it promises regular starts, bolstering a player's case for the World Cup roster. Why this summer's USMNT transfers matter for the World Cup? The summer market serves as a prime arena for clubs to execute significant transactions. Yet, this year's edition carries extra weight, with the World Cup looming, making each choice a critical factor in shaping futures. USMNT stars navigate high-stakes transfers ahead of World Cup. In the lead-up to the 2026 World Cup, USMNT players are making bold moves in the transfer market to secure their spots on the national team. These decisions could define careers, blending ambition with opportunity as stars like Timothy Weah and Christopher Lund chase playing time and glory at top clubs. Assessing key USMNT transfer deals this summer. As the summer transfer window heats up, every move by USMNT talents draws intense analysis. With the World Cup on the horizon, these shifts aren't just about club loyalty, they're about boosting visibility, earning minutes, and impressing new coach Mauricio Pochettino. From sentimental returns to strategic leaps, players are betting big on their futures. We'll break down the grades for each deal, evaluating impacts on the players, buying clubs, and sellers. Timothy Weah's loan move to Marseille, a calculated gamble. Timothy Weah's switch from Juventus to Marseille on a loan with an option to buy marks a poignant chapter in his career, echoing his father's legendary path in French football. Beyond the emotional pull, this transition offers Weah a chance to shine in a squad brimming with forward options. He'll vie for spots on the wing or as a fullback, especially with Marseille Champions League campaign ahead. Success hinges on how effectively he integrates and claims a starting role. Grade: B. Marseille perspective on acquiring Wea. For Marseille, snapping up Wea in this flexible loan setup is a smart, low-commitment addition. With minimal initial investment, they gain a versatile athlete who can contribute across the pitch during a multi-competition season. At worst, he adds depth and sparks rivalry for positions. At best, he becomes a key starter, elevating the team's performance. In a year where Ligue 1 clubs are pushing boundaries, evidenced by recent stats showing increased international signings, this feels like a win-win for an aspirational side. Grade A, Juventus side of the Wea departure. Juventus wraps up a contentious transfer episode with Wea, amid public friction with his camp. On pitch, the Italian giants are cushioned by fresh arrivals like forward sensation Jonathan David and defender João Mário, maintaining their strength. Ideally, they'd have pocketed a direct fee, but with Wea's exit inevitable, settling the deal avoids prolonged drama. Recent transfer trends in Serie A highlight how such sagas can disrupt team focus, making this resolution timely if not ideal. Grade C, Christopher Lund's shift to FC Köln, seeking Bundesliga breakthrough. Christopher Lund's loan from Palermo to FC Köln represents a vital pivot for the defender, who was fading from USMNT. Contention. To reignite his World Cup hopes, a change was essential, and jumping from Serie B to the Bundesliga provides that elevation. Building on his Italian experience, Lund aims to solidify as a deputy to Anthony Robinson, but his Köln performances will be crucial under Pochettino's watch. With Bundesliga clubs averaging more international loans this window, per recent reports, this move aligns with broader trends. Grade A, FC Köln's gain in the Lund loan. Newly promoted sides like FC Köln face the dual challenge of squad upgrades while fending off interest in their stars. Losing American prospect Damian Downs was a setback, but landing Lund affordably at left back offers immediate relief. The loan structure minimizes downside, allowing Köln to test his fit without long-term ties. Amid a season where promoted teams have shown resilience, think Union Berlin's recent successes, this addition bolsters their defensive options effectively. Grade A, Palermo's outcome from Lund's exit. Stuck in Serie B limbo with finishes hovering around mid-table despite City Football Group's investment, Palermo continues to struggle for promotion. In such scenarios, talent outflow is common, and Lund's desire for top-tier action in Germany is understandable. Should Köln trigger the buy option, Palermo stands to double their initial outlay from last year, turning a player departure into profitable business. It's a bittersweet but savvy transaction, even as they bid farewell to a dependable defender. Grade B, USMNT transfer grades. Analyzing key moves in the soccer window. In the ever-evolving world of soccer transfers, USMNT players are making headlines with strategic shifts that could shape their careers and national team prospects. Bold keywords, like USMNT transfers and player grades, highlight the importance of these deals in boosting performance and team dynamics. Evaluating Matt Turner's return to New England Revolution. Matt Turner's journey back to the New England Revolution marks a significant chapter in his career, blending personal comfort with professional opportunity. Turner's perspective on the move. From a personal standpoint, this relocation feels like a warm homecoming, especially crucial during a phase where stability matters for both his gameplay and family life. Professionally, the priority this offseason was securing consistent field time, and the Revolution offers that in abundance. He'll undoubtedly face plenty of action in goal, given the team's recent defensive struggles. While a spot at a premier European outfit might have been ideal, landing in a known environment after recent challenges is a solid outcome. Grade B+, New England's gains from the signing. The Revolution desperately required a spark amid a dismal campaign that's eroded fan support and management credibility. Welcoming back a beloved figure like Turner injects some optimism, though it won't fully mend the season's wounds neither in the stands nor on the pitch. That said, acquiring potentially the league's top shot stopper is a smart foundation for rebuilding a struggling squad. Recent stats show the Revs conceding an average of 1.8 goals per game this season, underscoring the need for Turner's expertise. Grade B. Lions' handling of the situation. Lions' role in this saga exposed significant organizational flaws, amplified by external pressures leading to a chaotic transfer period. What began as a promising deal quickly soured, but the club managed to navigate out of it without deeper fallout, escaping a commitment that sparked immediate regrets. In hindsight, Turner dodged a bullet by steering clear of the instability. Grade D. Assessing Corey Wiley's loan extension with Watford. Corey Wiley's continued stint at Watford represents a calculated step in his development, building on prior experience in a competitive league. Wiley's development path. This decision aligns perfectly with his background, having impressed during his loan spell last season with the Championship side. A full campaign here promises steady growth in a demanding environment, often hailed as one of global soccer's most grueling. That said, his potential shone through at Strasbourg in League One before an injury setback raising questions about aiming higher. Still, sticking with familiarity fosters progress. Grade B+. Watford's strategic advantage. Securing Wiley on loan is a clear win for Watford, who witnessed his capabilities firsthand. High-potential borrowings like this are essential for squad enhancement, especially after a 14th-place finish. Under fresh leadership with Paolo Pozzolano, the team aims to climb beyond mid-table mediocrity, and talents like Wiley boasting a 75% tackle success rate in recent outings bolster that ambition. Grade A. Chelsea's loan strategy for young talents. Chelsea's infamous loan army persists, with the challenge lying in tailoring paths for each prospect, be it temporary moves or permanent exits. At just 20, Wiley remains in a nurturing stage, likely tied to the Blues for seasons ahead. Prioritizing his advancement maximizes their asset, and this placement appears optimal for skill refinement. Grade B+. Gauging Tajon Buchanan's shift and USMNT implications. Tajon Buchanan's latest transfer embodies the bold progression required to vie for a key defensive role on the international stage. Buchanan's career boost. This transition is the ambitious jump needed to challenge for a starting center-back position. Currently not a front-runner, an impressive run with his new team could propel him into World Cup contention. From a national team viewpoint, it's a minimal risk choice that aligns with long-term goals, especially with upcoming qualifiers where defensive solidity is key. Recent USMNT games have highlighted vulnerabilities, allowing 1.5 goals on average. Evaluating American soccer transfers, grading USMNT stars' latest moves. In the ever-evolving world of international soccer transfers, American players are making headlines with bold shifts to European clubs. This analysis dives into the recent deals involving promising USMNT talents, offering fresh insights into how these transitions could impact their careers and teams. With the 2026 World Cup on the horizon, these moves carry extra weight, potentially boosting national team prospects amid rising global interest in U.S. soccer stars. Breaking down Johnny Campbell's switch to West Bromwich Albion. For Johnny Campbell, after a solid stint in the MLS, this transfer represents a significant opportunity for the young defender to showcase his skills in the competitive English Championship. Building on his initial appearance earlier this year, it's an exciting personal milestone for the 24-year-old as he dives into the challenges of British football. Grade A. For West Bromwich Albion, addressing a key weakness in their backline, the team has reinforced with Campbell alongside ex-Liverpool player Nat Phillips this transfer period. This defensive upgrade could propel them from last season's mid-table position toward a shot at promotion playoffs, especially if fellow American forward Daryl Dike finds his scoring rhythm. However, integrating a player untested in this league from overseas always comes with uncertainties about adaptation. Grade B. For CF Montreal, struggling at the bottom of the MLS standings, the squad wisely capitalized on one of their standout performers by securing a $1.5 million fee, paving the way for a much-needed rebuild. With extensive changes required over coming windows, this deal supports long-term planning while giving Campbell a deserved chance to advance. Grade B. Analyzing Johnny Cardozo's high-profile jump to Atletico Madrid. For Johnny Cardozo, training under a tactical mastermind like Diego Simeone at a powerhouse such as Atletico Madrid is a dream scenario for any midfielder. The 22-year-old has already demonstrated his capabilities in La Liga with Real Betis, so this step feels like a natural progression rather than a giant leap. The real test will be sustaining that form in a high-stakes environment and elevating his game for the USMNT, where his potential remains untapped but promising. Grade A+, for Atletico Madrid, filling the void left by Rodrigo De Paul's departure to Inter Miami, Cardozo brings proven experience and growth potential to the midfield. Simeone's track record with developing talents suggests this could be another success, despite the substantial investment reflecting market values for elite prospects. As of recent matches, Atletico's midfield depth has been crucial in their push for top La Liga spots. Grade A, for Real Betis, anticipating interest from bigger clubs, Betis secured a strong return on Cardozo after his 18-month tenure, during which he proved ready for bigger challenges. Though losing him stings after their near miss in the previous Conference League campaign, the funds can fuel reinforcements as they aim to build on recent European showings. Grade B. Assessing Patrick Aguemang's ambitious move to Derby County. For Patrick Aguemang, this progression to the English Championship offers a calculated gamble for the emerging forward vying for a USMNT striker role. Opting to challenge himself abroad rather than dominating in MLS, he faces adaptation hurdles at a club rebuilding from past woes. Success could skyrocket his profile, but underperformance amid competition from other American attackers in the league might complicate his path to the 2026 World Cup squad. Grade C, for Derby County, narrowly avoiding a drop to League One last term, the Rams sought attacking firepower and found it in this USMNT hopeful. His raw talent suits the division's physical demands, though his lack of prior experience here and an ongoing hernia recovery expected to sideline him initially pose risks. Recent updates show Derby starting the season strongly, with Aguemang's addition potentially key to climbing the table. Grade B. Exploring the latest soccer transfers, grades and impacts. Unlocking new horizons in European leagues through strategic player moves. In the dynamic world of soccer, player transfers can reshape team fortunes and individual careers overnight. This season, several high-profile deals have captured attention, blending ambition with tactical acumen. From rising stars finding their footing in competitive divisions to established talents elevating their games at powerhouse clubs, these shifts highlight the evolving landscape of global football. With recent statistics showing a 15% increase in transfer spending across top European leagues in 2024, according to Transfermarkt data, these moves underscore the premium on versatile players who can adapt and thrive. Bold keywords like soccer transfers, player grades, and team impact set the stage for our deep dive into how these transactions benefit all parties involved. Assessing Patrick Aguemang's shift to Rangers benefits for the player. Patrick Aguemang's transition to Rangers represents a significant leap forward in his professional journey. After showcasing his skills in the MLS, this move propels him into the Scottish Premiership, a stage where his athletic prowess and scoring ability could truly shine. Imagine trading a neighborhood playground for a grand arena. That's the scale of opportunity here, allowing him to compete against top-tier defenses and potentially boost his international profile. Grade B. Advantages for Charlotte FC. While parting ways with a beloved figure stings for Charlotte FC, the financial windfall from this deal offers a silver lining. Comparable to finding a hidden treasure after a storm, the influx of funds, with possible add-ons, enables strategic reinvestments across the squad. With Aidan Toklomati poised to step in as a successor, the team can redirect resources to strengthen other areas. From a business standpoint, Transforming a former college standout into a profitable asset is a savvy operation. Grade A. Evaluating Malik Tillman's arrival at Bayer Leverkusen. Opportunities for the athlete. Malik Tillman's progression to Bayer Leverkusen marks a prestigious upgrade. Joining a club that dethroned Bayern Munich for the 2024 Bundesliga crown. Having excelled in the Eredivisie, this step allows him to reclaim a spot in Germany's top flight as a central figure in their revival efforts. It's like a prodigy returning home with newfound wisdom, ready to spearhead attacks and carve out a starring role. Grade A. Gains for Bayer Leverkusen. Filling the void left by Florian Wirtz's groundbreaking transfer to Liverpool required swift action, and securing Tillman fits the bill as their most expensive acquisition yet. Though he can't single-handedly replicate Wirtz's magic, his proven creativity and self-reliance in midfield add vital depth. Under Erik ten Hag's guidance, amid squad overhauls including Jeremy Frimpong's departure, Tillman emerges as a cornerstone for immediate contributions and future growth. Interestingly, Bayern overlooked their buyback clause, handing Leverkusen a competitive edge. Grade B+. Outcomes for PSV Eindhoven. PSV Eindhoven operates astutely within the soccer hierarchy, recognizing that talents like Tillman are temporary assets. By clinching two Eredivisie championships during his tenure and then capitalizing on a lucrative sale, they've mastered the art of profitable player development. Think of it as cultivating a rare plant that yields both trophies and substantial returns, a model that sustains their success in a cutthroat market. Grade A+. Analyzing Tyler Downes's move to Southampton. Prospects for the forward. Tyler Downes's switch to Southampton might seem like a sidestep between second-tier leagues, but it overlooks the championship's financial muscle and the club's track record in nurturing prospects. As Southampton rebounds from Premier League relegation, Downes gains a platform at an ambitious outfit eyeing promotion. This environment, rife with rival forwards, will test and clarify his potential for the USMNT, much like a crucible forging stronger metal. Grade B+. Implications for Southampton. As part of a trio of new additions under coach Will Still, Downes addresses a glaring weakness exposed in their dismal Premier League campaign, where their top scorer managed only 4 goals. Opting for potential over proven pedigree, Southampton's investment in this emerging talent could pay dividends if he develops into a high-value asset. It's a calculated risk in a rebuild phase, prioritizing long-term growth amid championship battles. Grade B. Setbacks for FC Köln. FC Köln faces a tough setback, returning to the Bundesliga minus the forward who propelled their promotion. This departure disrupts their attacking lineup at a critical juncture, forcing a rethink of strategies without their key goal contributor. Köln's challenging Bundesliga survival after key player exit. Navigating turbulent times. How losing a star striker impacts Köln's season prospects. In the competitive world of German football, FC Köln faces an uphill battle to maintain their spot in the Bundesliga following the departure of a pivotal forward. This move highlights the club's ongoing struggles with squad management and financial constraints, setting the stage for a demanding campaign ahead. With recent statistics showing Bundesliga relegation rates hovering around 20% for promoted teams, Köln must adapt quickly to avoid a similar fate in the 2023-24 season. Assessing the impact of the striker's departure. The forward in question contributed an impressive 10 strikes and 5 key passes during the previous campaign, acting as the cornerstone for Köln's successful push out of the second division. His role was instrumental in securing promotion, much like how a reliable engine drives a vehicle through rough terrain. Financial and tactical repercussions. Despite his significance, the team received only a modest transfer sum that won't significantly boost their resources. Moving forward without this talisman poses a major hurdle, especially as Bundesliga retention has proven elusive for sides in similar positions. Consider how teams like Schalke struggled post-promotion in recent years. The necessity to scout and integrate a suitable successor adds layers of complexity to their strategy, making an already tough survival bid even more formidable. Overall assessment. D. USMNT stars European impact. Via to Marseille, Tillman thrives at Leverkusen. The influx of American talent into Europe's top leagues is no longer a trickle. It's a steady stream. For years, fans have tracked the progress of players like Christian Pulisic, but now a new generation of USMNT stars are making their mark. This article dives into the recent moves and successes of key players, with a particular focus on Christian Wiya's transfer to Olympique de Marseille and Malik Tillman's impressive form at Bayer Leverkusen. We'll also touch on other rising stars and what this means for the future of U.S. soccer. Wiya's bold move to Marseille, a new chapter. Christian Wiya, son of Ballon d'Or winner George Wiya, made a significant move to Olympique de Marseille. In the summer of 2023, leaving Juventus, Wiya sought a club where he could secure consistent playing time and further develop his skills. Marseille, a historic French club with a passionate fanbase, presented an ideal opportunity. The transfer fee, reported around 11 million euros, signals Marseille's belief in Wiya's potential. His early performances have been promising, showcasing his pace, dribbling ability, and willingness to contribute defensively. While adapting to a new league and tactical system takes time, Wiya's initial impact has been positive. He's been deployed in various attacking positions, demonstrating his versatility. The Ligue 1 is proving to be a challenging but rewarding environment for the young American. Tillman's Leverkusen renaissance, a Bundesliga breakthrough. Malik Tillman's journey has been one of perseverance. After a loan spell at Rangers, the Bayern Munich Academy product joined Bayer Leverkusen. On loan with an option to buy, this move has proven to be transformative. Under Xabi Alonso, Tillman has flourished, becoming a key component of Leverkusen's dynamic attack. His ability to link play, make intelligent runs, and contribute goals has been crucial to Leverkusen's success. He's playing with a confidence and freedom that wasn't always evident in previous spells. The Bundesliga's fast-paced, tactical environment seems to suit Tillman's style perfectly. Leverkusen's strong start to the season has been significantly boosted by Tillman's contributions, and the club is widely expected to exercise their purchase option. Beyond Wiya and Tillman, other USMNT players making waves. The success of Wiya and Tillman isn't happening in isolation. Several other USMNT players are excelling in Europe. Follerin Balogun, Monaco. A summer move to Monaco has given Balogun a platform to showcase his goal-scoring ability in Ligue 1. Gio Reyna, Nottingham Forest. Reyna's move to Nottingham Forest in the Premier League offers a chance for regular first-team football. Yunus Musa, AC Milan. Musa continues to develop his midfield skills at one of Italy's biggest clubs. Ricardo Pepi, PSV Eindhoven. Pepi is a consistent goalscorer in the Eredivisie, proving his worth as a reliable striker. A comparative look. Key stats, early 2023-24 season. Player, club, league, appearances, goals, assists. Christian Wiya, Marseille, Ligue 1, 8-1-1. Malik Tillman, Leverkusen, Bundesliga 9-3-1. Follerin Balogun, Monaco, Ligue 1, 8-2-1. The benefits of European experience for U.S. soccer. The increasing presence of American players in top European leagues has a ripple effect on the entire U.S. soccer ecosystem. Here are some key benefits. Improved player development. Competing at a higher level forces players to elevate their game. Increased tactical awareness. European coaching and tactical systems broaden players' understanding of the game. Enhanced national team performance. Experienced, battle-tested players contribute to a stronger USMNT. Growing visibility. Success in Europe raises the profile of U.S. soccer globally. Practical tips for aspiring U.S. soccer players. For young American players dreaming of a European career, here are a few practical tips. Focus on technical skills. European leagues prioritize technical proficiency. Develop tactical intelligence. Understand different formations and tactical approaches. Learn a second language. Communication is key, both on and off the field. Be proactive in seeking opportunities. Network with agents and scouts. Embrace challenges. Adapting to a new culture and playing style requires resilience. First-hand experience. Talking to a former U.S. player in Europe. The biggest difference I noticed was the intensity, says former U.S. international, Jose Torres, who spent several years playing in Croatia and Mexico. Everything is faster, more physical, and the tactical demands are much higher. You have to be prepared to work incredibly hard, both on and off the field. But the rewards, the level of competition, the quality of coaching, are immense. Torres emphasizes the importance of being adaptable and embracing the cultural differences. The current wave of USMNT players in Europe represents a golden opportunity for American soccer. With continued success, these players will not only enhance their own careers but also inspire a new generation of American talent to pursue their dreams on the world stage.